Welcome to the Brett Chapel Show, brought to you this morning by Haywood Regional Medical Center, Hometown Hardware, Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law, and by Southeastern Sports Medicine. Here's Pisgah head coach Brett Chapel and the voice of the Bears, Chad Upton.
Live from the Jukebox Junction Restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chapel Show. Along with head football coach Brett Chapel, this is Chad Upton. Pisgah back against Franklin last night. Obviously a rival game against what has typically been a really, really good football team. But they've had their struggles over the course of the year. But that didn't sort of change things for us. And the way we went out there intact, and coach, I thought your guys played an outstanding game on all three phases again. And, you know, that's really what you wanted to have, I think, probably coming out of last week and beating Hendersonville the way that you beat them. And now going into next week, a chance for a conference championship.
You know, I think the big thing for us last night was seeing how our kids, you know, responded, how they came out this week in practice, you know, how they wanted to make sure to put their right foot forward as soon as we come out on the opening whistle. And I think that was very important for us. Thought our offense really came out and set the tone to start with. You know, defense got back out there and, you know, had quite a few three and outs last night as well. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned it. I thought we were solid on, you know, all three phases of the game last night. Certainly there's some things we can work on. I thought they had some outstanding play with some of their kids as well. Defensively, I thought those guys played really hard up front. But it was good to see our kids come out and stay focused, even after halftime. You know, we talked to them at halftime about trying to keep that intensity up and, you know, being like the score was 0-0 on the scoreboard,
yeah.
You know, and keeping that focus and understanding what was still at stake. And I thought our kids did a good job with that.
Did temperature bother us at all last night, do you think?
No, I think we were, I think our kids did a really good job with it. You know, we had talked to them earlier in the week about the temperature we want to drop, and obviously it's going to be a couple of degrees colder once you get down the river, and certainly we saw that, especially once the sun went down and started getting a little bit cooler. I even had a conversation with the officials. We had some of those guys in our stadium for the first time, and those guys were talking about it being a little bit cooler than what they expected. But, you know, great atmosphere last night. It finally felt like good football weather. We didn't have a lot of rain and wasn't playing in that kind of mess like we were last week, but you know, I thought our kids did a good job of getting it done.
You had a good crowd on our side too, and you know, sometimes when the weather gets a little bit cooler, people may not be necessarily coming out as much as they might, but thought we had a good crowd last night, and that's certainly something that you'll want to see going into next week too. Now, going over, you know, talking about some of these specifics here, your ability, I thought last night, to create some turnovers was a big deal. And you mention this, and I talk about it all the time, because I think it's the most important stat in football beyond turnovers, and that's third down efficiency. And just reading this morning and knowing what we saw last night, you know, really getting them off the field quickly, we were able to maintain drives and stay on the field, and that ended up causing a pretty big discrepancy through three quarters anyway of time of possession too. So really being dominant in every single way that you can find it when you look at that stat sheet is really important.
It is, you know, and you're talking about the third down efficiency. We were set. You know, I mentioned it earlier, we had some three and outs that were in there for our defense, and you know, I think that's really key for us. Turnovers were big again. Our defense has done a really good job of creating a lot of things, you know, on that side of the ball, and you know, they were very active last night, you know, moving around and doing some things, and you know, we had 20 first downs. You know, you talk about some of those stats that you were looking at. We had 20 to their 5. We had 242 yards rushing to their 81. 131 yards passing. I think we were 373 total. I think they were 170 or 107 yards total. So defense just did a really good job, and offensively, I thought we kept moving the chains. You know, we didn't have great big chunks. We had a couple of long balls that our guys had a chance to make plays on and wasn't able to come up with. But it was nice to see us be consistent offensively. You know, we got in a hole a couple of times on some third and longs, and were able to work back out of it. And you know, a lot of kids were involved last night, and that was important for us as well.
When you go back and look at what they presented, I thought that they were quite one-dimensional and just really, you know, running three or four plays, and certainly keeping just about everything on the ground, not real interested in taking shots now. I think we picked two of the four passes that they made last night, but they were pretty one-dimensional. Did you expect that going in?
We knew that, Franklin has always been a downhill run team.
Yeah.
We expected it to be the same. Obviously, we had prepared that way as well. And, I mean, they have some formations where they get into some spread stuff. It's not really their forte this year, with the personnel that they got. And, I know they bounced around trying to get some different plays to work for them. And, again, they had some good play in some certain spots, and they were able to pick up, some chunks of yardage. We weren't really sharp early on a couple of the special teams, gave them good field position, on our side of the 50 that they started. But, our defense kind of bowed their neck and kept them out of the end zone, then got it right back to the offense, and, we went back to work again.
Oh, one to mention Kane, too. Three touchdowns last night, and he was to some degree limited. He wasn't out there for every snap, but a little bit more limited. But it's good to get those three touches in, and he still had a 7.4-yard average in terms of his carry. So, he should be probably close to being fully ready to go next week, I would think, too.
We hope so. We were going to limit him. We wanted to get him in the game early and see how he felt, see how he moved around, and thought he did a good job once he got in there. And he had some confidence in what he was doing. And, we let him in there for a few carries. I think he ended up having 7 carries for, 52 yards. And, again, it was more about just getting him out there and letting him see how he felt. And I felt like we, as the game got over with and we got the chance to kind of reassess everything, look at our kids. Some big hits last night, but I think we came out, relatively healthy, which was a big thing for us as well. And, come away feeling like we had accomplished a great deal, considering where we were at 3 or 4 weeks ago. I think our kids have come a long ways and certainly set up something nice for next week.
Tell me, Coach, the formation that interests me the most that we run out of the offense is where we are basically pulling our receivers all the way in to the line, and so we've got them on the line and a couple of them off, but it's essentially you're just sort of compacting everything in with those receivers, and you've got everybody within just a few yards of each other. What is the advantage? Explain to me what the advantage of being able to do that is, as opposed to having those guys split all the way out.
I think, probably the easiest way for me to explain it to you, when people started, introducing the spread so many years ago, people thought when you heard the word spread, you were, trying to sling it all
right
over the place, and you were trying to do this and that. And, the big thing for us is, we're looking at seeing how we can get people in the box and get people out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's one way we're kind of dallying with numbers a little bit and seeing where we've got leverage, all of those things. And, you have to be able to change what you want to call based off of how, they're reacting to whatever formation you give them or what motion you give them. And, I thought Zach and Will found a good mixture last night, being able to bounce in between the two, getting them out wide and getting them in the box, and, found a little leverage out there. And, it was really good to see our wide receivers, if you don't get a chance really to notice them because you always think of pass catching and things like that. But our guys out wide do a really good job blocking.
Yeah.
And that's important to the success of our offense.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Haywood Regional Medical Center is committed to providing the highest quality care possible, along with the expertise and leading-edge technology you expect at larger hospitals, all conveniently close to home. As part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospital. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Coach, I'll ask this next question. It kind of maybe leads into some other things we'll talk specifically about, but I was just thinking about, Corey's, again, his progression with this offense, and he had a big night, I thought. A passer rating was up around 100, if I remember correctly, and, his completion percentage was really high. But my question is at this point, with his progression, are you able to give him a little bit more authority to make some decisions at the line, or do you want to stay, pretty specific with us getting that in based on what that defense has shown us from the sideline?
There's some certain situations where he has a little bit more you know, ability to make some checks and do some things like that, and we'll kind of let him run with it. It's not much, but there are certain situations and places that, you know, he likes to take control a little bit, and we kind of give him the reins and let him go with it for a play or two, and then we'll dial him back in and, and kind of reset and start again. But, you know, he's done a good job with it. You know, Corey's been able to find a balance between what he's been able to do with his legs and with his arm. And in doing that, that certainly has helped the success of our football team. I thought he threw the ball really well last night, made some tough throws in some places and some really tight windows, and, you know, put it on the money. He's continuing to scramble around and try to give his receivers enough time to come open, and if they're not, he's been able to tuck it and run it. And I thought he was a little bit more physical running the ball last night. You know, that was something we worked on in practice this week with him, you know, giving him a little bit more contact and getting him used to that a little bit more. And I think it showed in how he ran last night.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought he did it, you know, can be a downhill runner. And he's a big kid, too. I mean, when you go up against him one-on-one as a defender, you're probably going to get hit just as well as he is. So that obviously gives you some options, too. And the other side of that, when I think about it in terms of the run game, is Shalladay and how big and strong he is and what he's able to create for you in terms of the run game. You get inside the 3-4 yard line right now, and you got a ton of options right there. But, you know, being able, like you said, to create some things with your backs is a big deal for us in this offense right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the line, you know, did a good job last night as well. I come back to, you know, looking at what they did defensively. You know, their front was pretty good. I mean, they had some good-sized defensive linemen that, you know, got in the backfield on us a couple of times and blew some plays up. But I thought overall we made a couple of good adjustments there at halftime and kind of got settled back down, and thought we came out and played a little bit more aggressive up front, and I think you probably saw that as well. And you know, you mentioned Shalladay had that one touchdown run down there on the opposite end of the scoreboard, and Coach Morgan and I were sitting there talking on the headset as he went in, and the play was so eerily similar to the one he got hurt with against Tuscola last year.
Yeah.
And going the same direction, same type run, kind of got his feet cut out from under him.
On that side of the field, too.
On that side of the field. And, you know, he just dipped his shoulder and went on into the end zone. And I know I told Coach Morgan, I said, make sure you say something to him about that. But it was good to see him, you know, be able to go through that and come out on the other end of it. I know we saw what happened last year. You know, we forget about those things.
Yeah.
We forget about some of these guys that have had some injuries and had to fall back from them. And, you know, Levi's going through that now, you know, being on the sideline with us and having to watch. And, you know, certainly his rehab's going good. Actually, it's going a little bit faster than what they had anticipated. So, you know, we're eager to get him back. Hopefully we get Kane Fortney back with us. I'm hopeful that he gets to start back practice with us on Monday. That's another piece of the puzzle that we've been missing as well. So we'll see. Hopefully these things are coming together at the right time for us, and, you know, we can make a good run.
Tell me about Levi again, because I don't remember. He did have surgery or not?
He did. He had surgery a few weeks ago, and, you know, he's been in a boot and crutches, and he's out of those things now. He's actually walking, started rehab and stuff this past week, and, you know, he's taking those next steps forward, you know, to trying to get recovered and get back to 100%.
Some of that, does he have to go off campus for the rehabilitation?
He does.
Yeah,
he does. He's going off campus for some of that, and he'll go so many days a week, you know, for the next few weeks till it kind of goes to the next step, and it's kind of a process for him to get to where, you know, he can start doing some things, light jogging and things like that.
Back with more in a moment. It's a Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under the Friday night lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 22 schools throughout the region. We're honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org. Fall is in the air, and now is the time to get your lawn in shape. Come into Hometown Hardware for our fall specials and meet the power equipment team in Canton for sales and service. We carry a complete line of mowers, including Gravely and Toro zero-turn models. Hometown Hardware. You want it? We've got it. Your big box alternative.
Coach, just going back to this and thinking about again last night, how important was it to you to get out there and jump on them as early as you could? And that's exactly what we got, but be able to jump on them as early as you could and sort of dictate and control what went on last night. It was that, to me, you know, taking out any hope for them to come over and give us an upset, which, as we all know, they would have loved nothing more all probably year long than to do that. But jumping out on them up front was really important, and being able to get the football to start the game to get on the scoreboard first probably helped us too.
Absolutely. Like I said, it set the tone for a lot of things for us. You know, I talked to them there before the game started, and you know, we had to challenge them last week at halftime. And I told them last night, we shouldn't have to challenge you again the rest of the season. You know, if it's important enough to you, you'll come out and be focused and take care of the business. And I thought they did a good job with that, you know, being able to come out and do that, you know, first cold night in the stadium. You know, but the thing for the seniors is we've only got one more home game left. You know, I told them, I said, you've only got one more walk across the bridge that you're guaranteed. And I said, you got to make sure to take advantage of these while you can. And I thought our underclassmen played well with them last night too. You know, we knew going into it we were going to face a team on the other side that was going to be well coached. You know, they were going to do the little things right. You know, I've gone against those guys for a long time, and you know, you get that type of team from them. You know, some years are up and some years are down, and you know, you're a little handcuffed sometimes based off your personnel. But I thought their kids played hard. You know, they stayed true to who they were, and you know, continued to do the things that they've always been known to do, trying to run the ball downhill and off tackle and those things. And you know, like I said, it was just a good night for us last night.
When you talk about that back half of the game too, you were able to get some other kids a look, you know, in getting in there. Obviously, Lewis, running him under center some of them, and again, a lot of different guys, it seemed like to me, to be able to get out there and give a look at, and gives you another, you know, reason to really feel pretty confident about the depth that I think you have in some places in terms of, you know, next man up, and that's probably unusual in 2A football to be able to do that. But pretty deep, I think, particularly at back. And you know, last night again, you were able to give some guys a look that you probably can't give as many reps to during the week.
You know, it was nice to be able to get some of those guys in. I mean, they practice, you know, just as hard as our other guys. You know, especially on scout teams and things like that. Had some of our kids 8-quartered last night that had played in a JV game the night before, so it was good to get those guys in as well. And you know, those are it's just fun nights when you can see your kids go out and compete, you know, at a high level, no matter who's in the ball game.
Yeah.
And you know, that's really good to see, because like I said, those guys deserve it just as much as anybody else. They're right there with us and put in just as much time. And you know, you don't get opportunities like that to do it all the time, but you know, when you can, you want to make sure you're sharp as well. You know, you want to make sure that you look like you guys have been out there practicing. And we had one play last night where we had two guys in motion.
Yeah, yes.
Both of them were going to take the handoff at the same time. You know, sometimes that happens and we get a good kick out of it. But, you know, like I said, it was good to see those guys go in and play. And, you know, we're just excited about getting the win and being able to get to the next step for us.
Going to the other side of the football, you know, Lane played well last night, I thought. Tucker played well again. Warner continues to be, you know, someone that's going to create a lot of disruption up front. So that defense continues to be really strong, and that, you know, put your hat or hang your hat on a defense is really important in football. And I'm sure that, you know, we're going to be, you know, sitting on them next week to get some shutdowns for us to beat Brevard.
Absolutely. I mean, you got to have great defense. You got to be able to run the football. You know, and be solid on special teams. It almost sounds like you're playing in the SEC, don't it?
Yeah.
I mean, those are kind of the ingredients to being successful, at least in our league. And, I mean, we're not sitting here like Reynolds and scoring 60 points in conference games every week.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've got a really good conference, you know, with the teams that we've got in there. A lot of us are on the same level and very comparable with the same type kids. And you see really good ball games, you know, when you get into those situations. really proud of our special teams as well. You know, we were pretty solid there. Ryan had that one bad punt that started off, you know, the game with us, but then came back and then just killed a punt down inside the 5-yard line, which was something he'd been working on a little bit too, and, you know, got in that situation, wanted to see how he could do with it. You know, Wilson and Carlos both kicked for us last night on kickoffs and PATs. You know, missed one. I almost thought it was good. Looked like it went over the top of the goalpost, but, you know, they marked it as being out, but, you know, felt good about that. Had some big hits on the kickoff team. You know, those guys continued to do a good job for us as well.
Back to again, some things that we saw last night, and Jonathan explained this to me. That was the Western Association that was officiating last night. His explanation to me, and we talk about this on air, but that, you know, they're short in our association. If that's true, then it sounds to me like that could possibly be a bigger problem for all of high school football in our area going forward. We've got to have these officials. But my question to you was, did you see anything, you know, along those lines that might be a little bit different than what our association typically does? And I know we've played with those guys officiating before, but the other question again is, what is the health of officiating in high school football in North Carolina going to look like in 3, 4, 5 years?
I think the fact that you're seeing that in the regular season and not in the playoffs, you know, tells you a lot. You know, last year we had one game where we had a split staff. They didn't have enough to fill it from our association and brought some of the Southwestern officials in. This year they've had to bring a whole crew in, and it is becoming, you know, a problem in high school football. I mean, it's not just here. I mean, it's statewide, and, you know, there's not as many guys going into that. It's not a profession. I mean, those guys do it because they enjoy still being out on the field. Yeah. And, you know, we've got a shortage in that. You know, I was talking to those guys last night, and it was some of them's first time being in our stadium. You know, so it was good to have those guys over. You know, as far as every association or every crew is going to referee, you know, differently as far as what they're looking for and those things. But, you know, thought it was a very clean game last night. Yeah. You know, talked to the officials there before the game. We've worked with them before when we've gone over, and we played at Murphy, you know, played at Franklin before, or even at Smoky Mountain. Yeah. So, you know, we had those relationships with those guys. It was just neat to see them come and be in our stadium.
Yeah. Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
The first county hospital in North Carolina, Haywood Regional Medical Center has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1929. With a Joint Commission and chest pain accredited hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and a hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physicians' practices ensuring every aspect of your health is covered. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
So now, Coach, it's like the good old days, and we talked about this last night, where it comes down to the last game, Pisgah Brevard, and not necessarily for which team goes to the playoffs, because both teams will go to the playoffs. What it will be about is to what degree the seeding looks like. And certainly a conference championship is always a goal for every team. But just as importantly, at least in my eyes, is being able to have the opportunity to host a playoff game or two. And I believe if you win next week, you will have that opportunity, and we'll be in good shape with that. On the other end, if we're unable to do that, that could very well mean that we go on the road in the first round. So a lot of implications, and again, not the least of which is that conference championship and that seeding that we'll be talking about this time next week, I'm sure, too.
You know, those goals were set by our seniors and our captains before the season started. Obviously, conference championship was one of them. You know, to be able to be at this place in the season and still have that possibility is huge, not only for them, but as a coach as well. You know, to be able to see those guys go through some hard times and be able to come out the other end of it. You know, when we started conference a few weeks ago, kind of dug ourselves a hole to start with. But I told our kids last night, you know, we were very proud of them for how they fought back through it and give themselves a chance. You know, that was all we wanted, was just kind of get back in the conversation. Thought they've done a good job of positioning themselves for that. Coach Pritchett and I had talked a couple of weeks ago. We were flipping some film around, and he's not, you know, from Brevard, but he's got a lot of coaches on that staff that are. And he was saying, you know, it's kind of like what our old guys were saying was back in the good old days. And I said, I hope that we can get to that place. I said, we've played for a conference championship, you know, the last couple of years at Brevard. And I said, but we've not done it at Pisgah.
Right.
So it'll be neat to be able to do that. I'm excited about that opportunity. I think it's going to be a great ball game. Two really good defenses out on the field. I'm expecting a really big crowd that will be there, one of those throwback type games. And again, just I'm really proud of where our program is. I mean, you're talking about your varsity and your JV going into the last weeks of the season and playing for conference championships. You know, that's what our goals are as a program. This is the second year in a row. You know, we find ourselves in this situation where we're in last weeks, and a lot still on the line for both programs. You know, the JVs were able to beat Franklin Thursday night, played one of their best games of the season.
And they've had a lot of adversity in terms of injury and so forth that you guys have overcome.
Yeah, we had a stretch in there where we lost some players, you know, had a three-game stretch that we had a little bit of a losing streak and kind of got settled back down on the open week and got our kids back going again. And they're playing some really good ball. You know, like I said, we beat Franklin on Thursday night. The kids played well. This is the third year in a row that these JVs have at least clinched or shared a conference championship. And I think it speaks volumes about where our program is. I think it speaks volumes about the emphasis we put on not just the varsity and the JVs. That's important to us. And I think you see that as being a member of our community and our program here at Pisgah High School. And, you know, hopefully that's a trend that continues with us.
Absolutely. Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chapel Show on WPTL.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under the Friday night lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 22 schools throughout the region. We're honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org. Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law are proud sponsors of the Pisgah Black Bears. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law. Call 648-8240.
Coach, always we start up in the booth, you know, trying to take a look at what's what as far as you know, teams that we might be thinking about and playing against. But just like every other year, it looks like to me that in the big 2A that, you know, you still got to worry about Shelby and High Brighton. South Point started playing well again. You know, we talked some about Burns, I think, and again, that level of football down in the foothills is really, really strong. And, you know, again, everything that we do is trying to get to that point where we can get to the playoffs and hopefully have a chance to play at home and see what goes from there. But, you know, as we mentioned before, everything's still out in front of us, and there's so many opportunities right now for this program. It's got to be a good feeling, and it's got to be motivating, I would think, and hope for your seniors, really the full team, to get back out there and see if we can't make a run this year again.
Absolutely. You know, it's all about being able to have these opportunities this late in the season still. You know, these kids being able to give themselves a chance to be here, to be able to do the things, you know, that go through the adversity that we've seen this season. And, again, just I'm excited for our kids. I'm excited for our community. I hope that we have a huge crowd this coming week. You know, win or lose, these guys have done a great job of positioning themselves where we're at, and that's huge to see. And I was laughing last night as we were, you know, going through the game. Our press box guys are getting really creative with their music and playing a lot of stuff. Obviously, we had Halloween last night, but you know, they were playing our Conway Twitty song that they've been doing for a while, and I get a good kick out of that. I almost took my hat off and put it over my heart. I know a lot of our guys enjoy doing that and hearing it, and you know, that's just another piece of the puzzle for our guys. You know, not only our players, I mean, they know what's going on too, but you know, getting everybody involved, and you know, that's just part of the energy of our stadium.
And getting, like you said, getting people involved and coming back again, I think that you're right. It's, you know, it's such an experience anyway to come in. You mentioned the officials that maybe hadn't called a game in, at Pisgah. It is a neat experience, and it certainly is an advantage for us when we go out there, especially against teams that we're not as familiar with and so forth. But, again, got a good chance going into next week, and sounds to me like what you said, too, is that we feel like we're going to be relatively healthy going into to next week in this conference championship game, too.
I think so. You know, I hope so. I know our JVs will travel to Brevard on Thursday, and, you know, we're expecting another good game over there with those guys. They've got three practices left. I mean, our JVs have got three practices left, and, you know, hopefully we'll finish it out right.
Do they look different in any way than they did last year?
You're talking about the JVs or varsity?
Varsity.
Varsity? I mean, they graduated some really good kids last year. Yeah. They graduated a little bit heavier on the offensive side than the defensive side. That seems to be their strong point as well. And like I said, it'll be two really good defenses going after each other. I don't think they're averaging giving up very many points, maybe 7 to 8 points a game. Our defense is right there about the same. Uh-huh. So it's going to be just a great atmosphere, really good football. And, you know, just like I said, it's going to be one of those throwbacks to the way things used to be, you know, back in those late 90s and early 2000s where the winner went to the playoffs and the loser didn't. You know, thankfully for us, you know, both teams are going to go. But, you like I said, you love getting to the last game of the season with everything on the line like this.
Absolutely. Again, we'll be on the air next week, 6:30 with the Black Bear Cafe preview, 7 o'clock with the game call at home against Brevard, and then, of course, we'll be right here next Saturday morning with the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Till next week. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to the Brett Chappell Show, brought to you this morning by Haywood Regional Medical Center, Hometown Hardware, Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law, and by Southeastern Sports Medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning for another edition of the Brett Chappell Show.